In a freak accident, a woman worker had been severely shocked by faulty wiring. She lay unconscious on the factory floor, a sputtering electric cable throwing off sparks nearby.
Somebody, turn off the power.
Yes, sir. Right away.
John Gage knelt beside the fallen woman and examined her.
She's still breathing, but only barely.
I'll get the heart shock gear.
Again. 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 She's fibrillating. Again. Again. She's fibrillating. Again. Again.
She's not responding.
Again. Again. She's fibrillating. Again. Again.
Is she clear?
Again. Again. Yes. Again. Again.
She's not responding.
Again. Again.
What are the chances?
Again.
What are the chances?
Again.
I'm not giving up.
Again. Again.
Hope for the best.
Again. Again.
Hope for the best.
Again. 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 Again.
Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Isaac Asimov, and I've been asked to read a few of my stories to you. I don't know which of my stories you like best, so what I've done is to pick out some of the stories I like and hope that you have the same tastes as I do.
Thank you. well in this town for a bunch of crap. We're going to shoot the bastard. We're going to cut out their living guts and use them to grease the treads of our tanks. We're going to murder those lousy Hun bastards by the bushel. Some of you boys, I know, are wondering whether or not you'll chicken out under fire. Don't worry about it. I can assure you that you will all do your duty. The Nazis are the enemy. Wade into them. Spill their blood. Shoot them in the belly. When you put your hand into a bunch of goo that a moment before was your best friend's face,
oh, okay, that's fine. I'll be glad to have somebody over there this afternoon. What about 2 o'clock?
That'll be fine.
Super. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for calling, Miss McIntyre.
Thank you.
Before was your best friend's face.
You said my phone number to check to see if it was correct, that you turned the numbers around. What's the purpose of that?
Well, have you ever called somebody on a number they gave you and you got what we call a phony phone number? It was a wrong number. I always transpose the phone number whenever I read it back. And if the person is a sincere prospect to buy, they'll correct you.
Spill their blood. Shoot them in the belly. When you put your hand into a bunch of goo that a moment before was your best friend's face,
and that's the way it was, and that's the way it is, and it's always changing, and it is always the same. How's that for psychedelic?
Satisfied with anything less than that good sound.
Big time television.
Which is then chopped up very small, very small. Pan fried and sprinkled all over the roses.
And open a case of 20.
Dargon.
Eskimos ever with their
weather forecast. I'd be glad to walk. unsafe, insane fireworks liberally and in every direction. Including my new friends, whose names I don't know, who are getting me quite drunk and buying me fireworks by the bagful to light.
Radio. Naturally sympathetic, wanting to help those around you, whatever the crisis. You will be given the greatest trust one person can give another, and you must live up to that trust. It must color every act of your life.
Can poison you or make you sickly. Use fresh wood only from the maple, beech, or hickory, and you'll be able to feed yourself or your family. If ever you have an emergency, take your fresh wood and whittle a lot until fine shavings half fill a big pot. Fill the pot with water, but don't overflow. Boil it all for a couple of hours or so. Then dry out the shavings in the sun for a day or until the drying's done. When the shavings are dry and not like pith, find two big stones to grind them with. Grind the shavings to powder and then grind the powder again and again. Now bake the powder on a flat stone over a fire. Don't leave it alone. And when it is cool, bake your wood 3 more times and it will be good. When you're through baking,